Saturday, May 22nd, 2021, 6:49 a.m. I didn't get up too early. I got up pretty late, actually, about 4:38, which is late for me. So I rushed around and got stuff done. I just came back in from outside. I did some stuff in the yard. I watered, kept some things damp. I watered a few things, that is. And what else did I do? That's pretty much it. Well, just did some stuff out there, you know, move weeds around and stuff like that. Oh, that's the chickens out, too. Well, a couple of chickens out. let's see. So, yesterday I worked on a little project for the wife. I made her a squirrel feeder according to what she told me to, based on another squirrel feeder that she had bought before. And so, but she had a problem with that. The sides were too high. The squirrels go in there and they fight over territory to try to eat that. So they scuffle around and seeds get thrown up and onto the ground. So she wanted me to make the sides a little bigger. So I ended up doing that yesterday, trying to figure out how to do it. without making it like a deep box or something. I guess I could have made it a deep box, but at that point, it's getting kind of crowded in there for a squirrel to root around in. Maybe that would be a better idea. But anyways, what I ended up doing was making kind of like a 45-degree angle sides to three of the sides. In the back, I didn't do. But three of the sides, so that way, if they do scuffle a little bit, it's harder for the seeds to fall out. We'll see how that works. If that fails altogether, I'll just build a whole new one and try to make the sides higher, I guess. And let's see what else. So that took a good part of the morning yesterday. I was gonna go for a walk, but then what else? I had to do some other stuff in the house. Did some cleaning, what have you, and. What else happened yesterday? Can't remember. Anyway, so today's a good day to paint, but I don't know if I'll end up painting today. I'd love to. Just ignore everything I got to do. But, oh yeah, Thursday was supposed to be a dog wash day, but we ran out of time. We got involved with something else. And so if it gets too late, washing the dog gets kind of out of the question. So we postponed it for today. So today is a dog wash day again. So that would be my main focus today, is to keep the wife on track. Remind her throughout the morning that it's a dog wash day. Let's see, what else we got to do here? That's pretty much for now. You know, back in 2016, I think it was. Yeah, that was 2016, when Trump got elected to be our president. Well, anyway, you know, people started calling him a fascist, a racist, and blah, blah, blah. And all the stuff starts coming out. All the name calling comes out. So even though he was in the public view for years ahead of that, for decades ahead of that, you know, none of this ever surfaced. And anyway, so the lefties, or the Democrats, were calling everybody fascists. Well, the lefties, for sure, who were going to vote for the Democrats regardless, we're calling people fascists, and the Democrats in charge were letting them do it. And I remember Trump ended up in San Jose or someplace like that in the Bay Area, and for a rally, and a bunch of people showed up. Old people, conservative people, you know, not just minding their own business, going to a rally. But then they were confronted, when they came out, they were all confronted by this angry mob of people that were angry at fascists, you know, just hated them because fascists are bad. Even though there's no evidentiary proof that these people were fascist, they just went to a rally. So I remember seeing footage of that, and I mean, there were gangs of people ganging up on just one or two individuals, maybe older couples and stuff, kicking their car doors and blah blah blah. And I remember one poor woman was cornered in front of some building, some office building type, with big glass doors that apparently didn't want to let her in because the big crowd was coming at her, and they started throwing eggs at her. You know, luckily she didn't get beat up; just got egg pelted with eggs. Luckily, the people, I guess, inside finally took pity on her and let her in the building. And I remember other individuals, lone men, being chased down by at least one or two or three individuals and getting beat up, or at least, yeah, getting beat up, hit in the face and head and what have you, and kicked and what have you. And that was if anything, that was an illustration of fascism. That was the people calling other people's fascists, coming around and beating them up because they felt justified to do that, just like the Nazis did when they beat up the Jews. They were justified in doing that because the Jews were bad. So who's the fascist now, huh? That's what made me wonder. Well, who the frickin' fascist? Who's looks more like a fascist in this video that I'm watching? And I was gonna make a painting, you know, showing that scene where, you know, and say an older man with a MAGA hat laying on the ground or something like that, and this angry mob, you know, beating on him, and other people with MAGA hats or obviously on that side, in fear, trying to get away, you know, that kind of a picture, and just title it fascists. You know, some people are going to walk up to that and say, oh, yeah, the people with MAGA hats are fascists. Yeah, they deserve to be beat up. Then some other people are going to say, well, wait a minute, you know, they're not doing anything. They're just wearing MAGA hats. You know, what happened to freedom of expression? You know, it's not a swastika. And swastikas are symbols that the Nazis used for their own benefit. I don't know why they chose a swastika, but it has something to do with the Aryan race of some sort. But yeah, so the swastikas are still were an ancient symbol. But anyway, so it's been it, and it hasn't gotten any better because it's getting worse and worse. This past week, and you can't see it much on the lefty news, but you definitely can see it on I guess the only righty news is like that I watch anyway is Fox News, and there's another one, One American Network, and something else which I never watch anyway. There's just too much to watch. So Fox, you know, it'll give you a general covering of the righty news and the lefty news. You know, you can watch CNN and MSNBC and the network shows and get a picture of what they're trying to sell us. So and also you know, you watch that video on YouTube, and you know, just uncensored video, and you can see gangs of people driving around some New York and Los Angeles looking for the Jews. It's come back to that. We're looking for the Jews. I'm gonna beat them up, and that's just what they did. So who's the fascist now? You know, jeez. But you know what? I didn't hear any major Democrats. Hold on. Whew. I didn't hear any major Democrats like Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden or Chuck Schumer, who's a Jew, I believe, condemning those types of actions. They don't want to stir those people up, I guess. I guess another sneeze is coming. Whew. But you know, they should be condemned. These people should be condemned for what they're doing. And you figure the Democrats will let them do it because it kind of serves their purpose. Truthfully, it doesn't. I actually do see some Republican leaders condemning it, but not for what it is. You know, for real fascism. I just don't understand know, it's something we don't want in this country, and you know, I don't know what fascism is. I can't explain what fascism is, but I know it when I see it. I don't know what pornography is, but I know when I see it over and over again. Anyway. So yeah, that's where our country is right now. It kind of takes, you know what it kind of does? It kind of takes the interest off the border, which hasn't changed either. The president signed a hate bill, anti-hate bill against Asians, and he didn't trot out Asian victims of hate. He trotted out other people because the Asian victims of hate, they're overwhelmingly being beat up by not white supremacists, by apparently blacks and Latinos. So it's kind of hard to use that as a real illustration of systemic racism and white supremacy in the country, which is what they want to do. And not that it doesn't exist, you know, people that are that think that being white is the supreme race, you know, or that that are prejudiced against other minorities. But you know, the truth is, if you want to look for bigotry, there's bigotry in the blacks. That you know, they I know some black people who just hate white people. I mean, they just hate them, you know. And I mean, it doesn't matter who that person is, who that white person is. They just hate them anyway, just for the fact of being white. Okay, and so and I know some black people that just hate Jews for some reason. They just hate them. I don't know them as friends personally, but I've witnessed this. Okay, that you know, they have nothing good to say about those people. I've seen Hispanics that don't like blacks. I've seen Hispanics that don't like gays, you know. I've seen Hispanics that really don't care for Asians. Yeah, the Jews, I don't think the Hispanics care about the Jews either way. But you know, but truthfully, that is few and far between. You know, maybe it's because I just didn't associate with those people that much, is that it's those types of people that I didn't see that very often, but I did witness it, you know. And it's sad that some people have to be that way. You know, the I see a lot of, I see a, you know, and the truth is, in this country, I see a lot of white people. And I've seen it way before all this started happening, you know. I've seen a lot of white people that that like the words of Martin Luther King Jr., you know, that that people should be judged on the, not by the color of their skin, but on the content of their character. You know, that's all they want. You know, that's all anybody wants. Just be ju just judge me on my content and my character, not the color of my skin or how I look, if I'm fat or skinny, you know, if I'm straight or I'm gay, you know, if I'm Christian, Muslim, or Jewish or atheist, you know, just the content of my character. You know, am I treating everybody decently? I hope so. I try to. You know, and that's what everybody should strive for, just to treat everybody else decently. So, Anyway, so let me get to doing something here, and maybe I'll paint a little if I'm lucky. Okay, 8:01 a.m. I haven't started painting yet. I'm getting close to it. but looking at the painting, I decided to add another blue. I usually work with phthalo blue and ultramarine blue. And this time, right now, I'm just working with ultramarine blue. I'm going to add phthalo blue to get another dimension of the blues and greens and what have you. So maybe even throw a little bit of phthalo green in there too. Who knows? But time to add another dimension in here, I think. Spruce things up a little. But I think the predominant blue will still be ultramarine. I'm not sure. We'll see how things work out. I don't like to commit myself to too much. But adding another blue today. So that's it.